This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Kremlin claims that Ukrainian drones have struck two air bases deep inside Russia. Hours later, Russia unleashed another massive missile barrage across Ukraine, striking homes and buildings and killing civilians. The targeting of Russian air bases threatened a major escalation of the nine-month war because it hit an airfield that houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to use all available means to defend Russian territory, a remark many have interpreted to include nuclear weapons. It was the first time since the conflict's start that such a base had been hit and made to be significant. Investigators believe a shooting that damaged power substations in the U.S. state of North Carolina was a crime. Tens of thousands of people lost their electricity over the weekend after one or more people opened fire on two Duke Energy substations. Nobody has been charged in a shooting as of Monday, and authorities do not yet know the motive. Whatever the reason, the shooting serves as a reminder of why experts have stressed the need to secure the U.S. power grid. Authorities have warned that the nation's electricity infrastructure could be vulnerable targets for domestic terrorists. An expert says that the sheer size of the electric grid can make it difficult to defend effectively. Tens of thousands of people are bracing for days without electricity in the U.S. state of North Carolina, and a county where